Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Before your holy throne, our Lord Jesus Christ, we find the peace and tranquility. We find the hope and joy. And we find that we are not on earth, but actually in heavens. Every time we stand to speak to you, we feel that we cut this time from the account of the world to the heavens. That's why, our Lord, every time we speak to you, we are full of grace, full of joy, full of reverence, and also full of real happiness, the happiness that the world will be never able to give it to us. Oh Lord Jesus Christ, in the morning you open your bosom to us. You opened your house and your heart to us. And every time we come to the church and you offer yourself for us, sacrificing yourself for our salvation, giving us the forgiveness of our sins, we feel proud that we are your children. We feel proud that we believe in you, rely on you, rely on you, and coming to you every time, every day and every night. Today, the food that you gave us, let it remain with us as long as we can. Let the power of resurrection that we received today in your holy altar be with us forever. You are indeed the food of life and the bread of life. You are the only source of our real humanity. And also you are the only source of our eternity. In you, there is life, and through you, we shall live forever. If we serve in your church, it is an ownership. If we speak to your children, we are not worthy to do that. But we know that your Holy Spirit helps us so much and guides us what to say, what to do, how to behave, not only for us and for our salvation, but also for your children whom you have saved and offered yourself to save them. Please, our Lord, be with us this day and every day. Please, our Lord, dwell among us and guide the words of today to my abject self and to your beloved children in Christ, the attendants of this meeting. Also, I ask you, our Lord Jesus Christ, to give them heavenly rewards because they work in the field of your church. They work for the benefit of the kids, these kids whom you do love so much, and prevent everyone from offending them. Let your servants who serve you be good examples, not offending persons to your children. Let every word according to your will be fixed in the hearts of your children and to transfer into behavior, into faith, into dogma, and into life. through the intercession of the Mother of God, the blessing of the liturgy of today, and the power of resurrection of this joyful Pentecost day, make us worthy to pray to you, thankfully, our Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heavens. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil one. Through Christ our Lord, to thine the kingdom, the power, the glory, now and ever and evermore. Amen. If you put this table for me, so as not to look always here, divide yourself to these two sides, please. يعني أو أقف أنا هنا ما فيش داعي للكرسي للترابيز. لو أنا هقعد هنا نص كده ويبقى نص كده عشان يبقى أحس إن أنا في وسطيكم. ايوه كلهم هيجوا شمال وبعدين اقول لهم طب قسموا نفسكم تاني. لا فعلا جدع برافو عليك شاطر يا مكرم. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Actually, I'm very happy that Magdi asked me to speak about one of the very pleasing and blessed subjects we live nowadays, to speak about our beloved Pope Shenouda III. And I'm sure that most of you, if not all of you, are following many things said or read about our beloved father, Pope Shenouda III. But I will try today to give you some personal stories, direct contact between this great man and my abject self. First time I met Sayyidina, or I saw Sayyidina, was about in the year 1962. I'm sure that 99% of you were not even born yet at that time. At that time, he was first ordained by His Holiness Pope Kyrillus VI, the man of prayer and miracles, a bishop of education and the clergy schools and the clergy organizations. And I was invited by my servants in Sunday school, just to give you an idea about the servants in Sunday school, yeah. Sayyidina Amba Shenouda was going to Ras El Bar, and Ras El Bar is a very small district kida beside Dumyat. Hiya haga kida at the seashore, or haga kida zay masyaf, yani haga cottage kibir, owned by Mr. Alphonse Nuula. And Mr. Alphonse Nuula was the deputy of the lawyers in Dumyat, or chief in Dumyat, Naqib al-Muhamin for Dumyat. And he said, let us go to Ras El Bar, I will show you Sayyidina Gluz face to face. It was the first time for me to be face to face with him. And it was a very new experience for me, as at the time about 18 years ago, at 18 years old in 62. I was in the University of Alexandria Faculty of Engineering, and all of our class was students in the Faculty of Engineering. And our servant, although he himself was not engineer, but all the class went from preparatory school to secondary school to Faculty of Engineering, all of it. So they called it the group of some pool, between brackets, Usrat al-Muhandisin, engineering, yeah. Anyhow, went, and Sayyidina, it was in August, and Sayyidina, at that time, gave us marvelous talks. It was about 6-7 people in the cottage, only the family, and Mr. Wahib Osman, my servant, and myself. And he was speaking to us about the experience of monasteries and the monks. And I don't know, Nabila was here when I spoke about the story of the monk who was tired all day. I said it 2 weeks ago. Anyhow, he spoke to us about an experience to one of the monks who was working all day. And it was very hot, and they were working on tractor, agriculture work, under the sun. At the end of the day, he was exhausted. He tried to pray, couldn't pray. And he said, "Oh, I am in my cell, and I am a monk, and I left the whole world, and come to my cell and sleep without even praying." And then he said, "Okay, let us pray the Lord's Prayer. أبانا الذي في السماوات ليتقدس اسمك ليأتي ملكوتك. He exhausted. He's not able to. When he finished the Lord's Prayer, he said, "Okay, all day I'm working. All day I'm working under the sun and the hot weather. No harm came to my body, and I didn't have any fever or something. Isn't worth for me to say the Lord's the Thanksgiving prayer?" They said, "Okay, I thank God at least because He kept me all day until this time." And he started to say, "Let us give thanks to the beneficent of God." فلنشكر سنا الخيرات الرحم الله أبا ربنا وخلصها بقى. He was trying to finish it, and at the end, he said, "Oh, all day I was dealing with the monks, my brothers in Christ. Didn't I have any bad thought in my mind against any one of them? Didn't I have any bad scene, and I saw anything I wasn't pleased of?" أقول بس Psalm 50. Let me أقول Psalm 50. بعدين قال له عمل كده لجسمه. Please let me say Psalm 50. He was trying to overcome the tiredness of his body and the laziness of his body as well. And he started to say, "Irhamni ya Allah, kazim rahmatakum, misl katrat ra'fatakum, ismi, have mercy on me, O Lord, and great multitudes of tender mercies." And until he finished Taman, Psalm 50, khalas. He cast out the power of sleep and the tiredness of his body, and he continued the midnight prayer and also the monk's prayer for about 2 or 3 hours, who knows, all the night. It was a lesson from him. He said, he did not say about himself. He said, "I know a monk who did so." But all of us felt that he was speaking about himself. It was the first lesson I learned from him, although unfortunately I didn't follow it practically for years, but I learned it from him. Do not give up, or do not trust your body when your body says, I am tired, I'm exhausted, I cannot pray, I cannot read in the Bible, I cannot even stand or take the Agveya or read or pray one of the Psalms. Don't trust him. Don't believe in your body. As soon as you start to pray, you will continue. But the problem is how to stop. Because sometimes we are... And the proof of that, if anything else comes, for example, if someone in the family say, oh, come, there is a phone call for you, you will hurry to the phone. No sleep, no tiredness, no laziness, nothing. The body will not complain. You'll take the phone, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, hour, you enjoy the phone. So it's a trick from the body that he doesn't want the spirit to be fed like the body. Taman, you know that the food of the spirit is the prayer, in the Bible, in the service. This is the food of the spirit. And then I finished my education and I went to Cairo. I'm from Alexandria, Taman. Some of you, or most of you, know that I am an Alexandrian. So I was employed by the government, Hagasmet Taklif. In the past, they had the physicians and the engineers must spend 3 years at least after finishing the school, the high school, for working for the government. So I was employed in the, like Bell Canada, but Bell Egypt, yani. في معهد التليفونات تليفون يعني. And we had to train 3 months in Cairo. So during these 3 months, for some reasons, Pope Shenouda was giving a weekly, when he was Ambashnuda, the bishop. He was giving every Friday a spiritual meeting in the cathedral, the old cathedral in Qutbi, not in Abbasiyah. For certain reasons, the church, the cathedral was closed, and he was giving the meeting in the, like a parking lot outside with chairs. And I used to have that every Friday with him. This was the first time in my life to recognize the beauty of the Bible and the beauty of the liturgy and the beauty of the church life and the beauty of service. He was speaking, I am happy to say that these tapes, I'm still having them. The tapes that come back to 1960s and 70s, I have it at home, but still tapes, not yet CDs, but very deep, very beautiful, very spiritual. Anyhow, and it was a turning point when I was in these 3 months in Cairo to learn from this great man. For the first time, you see a bishop. The bishops before that used to come and to have liturgy and to ordain some deacons, priests or so, but to preach or to teach every week, spiritual weekly meeting, this was the first bishop to do that, Bishop Shenouda. Then, or Amba Shenouda. Then time ran, 1971, Pope Kyrillos departed into heavens. Pope Shenouda was selected by God to be Pope Shenouda III, 117th Pope from St. Mark. And he started also to come to our church in Alexandria, the Cathedral, El Murusiyya, St. Mark Cathedral in Alexandria, for a weekly meeting every Sunday. Every Sunday, he used to come on Saturday, first give the meeting on Friday in Cairo, then leaves to the monastery, spends the night in the monastery. On Saturday afternoon, arrives to Alexandria, have a meeting with the priests and clerical council and services in the morning, either to pray the liturgy or not, but in the evening, Sunday in the evening, weekly meeting for the people of Alexandria. And this was the first time to find St. Mark Cathedral in Alexandria not full, but overloaded. No place in the church, and a lot of hundreds of chairs outside, microphones to hear the spiritual meeting of His Holiness Pope Shenouda. Happened in 71. In 72, I was serving in one of the churches. I was invited among some people, some servants, to meet with His Holiness Pope Shenouda at the beginning of the summer to arrange for some activities for Sunday school in Alexandria. And in this meeting, Sayyidina was saying, we want to have a convention for the servants in Alexandria in August. And then at that time I was 28. And then I was the youngest servant. I forgot to tell you that before that, the first thing he did, that he opened the clergy school, evening clergy school, in Alexandria. I was among them, one of them, after interviews. They used to interview every servant, man or lady. So, in this meeting, he said, we want to have a convention for the clergy, for the servants in Alexandria. And I said, on the court, send it to Wilshoy. We can still. Then I said to him, Sayyidina, we want the convention that Sayyidina stays with us the 3 days, not only to come and give us talk, and then leaves us to the other speakers. We want to see Your Holiness all the 3 days. It was not polite, yani, from me, and I will kid al Sayyidina, but this is what happened. And then with great amount of humbleness, he said, I would like to do that. Because everywhere I go, they say, Pope Shenouda, give us talk. I want to stay with you 3 days to talk once and listen to the others. I want to listen. I want to learn. He was at that time Pope. And then I was ashamed of myself that I gave this question completely. And after the meeting, I knew that it was not a meeting. It was an interview to select some priests from these servants. We didn't know that. It was just a call from His Holiness to meet with him. But anyhow, in June, 23rd of June, His Holiness called me and I met him in the cathedral, and I knew that I was going to be ordained on July 1st, 1 week, Sunday, 23rd of June. And then when I entered, I found all the people knowing that I will be a priest. How? His Holiness announced that he is going to ordain 3 priests next Sunday, without mentioning the names. But come on, as you know, yani blah, 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 and the church, they accept the people who were supposed to be the priests. Yeah. Then I was the youngest one. We were 3. One of them is Samir Suleiman. He is now in Australia, Abuna Musa Suleiman. And one of them is Mr. Wagih. And myself, I was the youngest, as I said, and I was 12 in the akhir, yani waiting to take the blessing of Sayyidina. For the first one was asking Sayyidina, whispering, and Sayyidina was saying, Badin, Badin, later, later. And then he asked them again another question. He said, okay, go to Abuna Antonius and ask him. And then third, I found the answers. I was standing at the end of the queue, thinking of 3 main questions personally, feeling that every question will prevent me from priesthood in my mind. When I heard him saying that to Mr. Wagih, I said, okay, no need for asking. Let me escape. Take the cord and go. But I couldn't do that. I stayed. The other one was known in Hawa, will be ordained in Al-Adra Smuha. Everything was prepared for him. For me, it was something sudden in 1 week, 1 night. And I wasn't in the church when Sayyidina gave the spiritual talk. Then my turn came and I asked him the first question. And then he replied in full details, quite and convincing me that what I say is not right and it could be solved so and so and so. Taban, you know, Sayyidina has the talent to convince you with the issue and to convince you with the opposite of the issue. Really, he had that talent. Yeah. Gives you reasons to believe that and gives you reasons to not to believe. Anyhow, he convinced me so much. The second question, the same, the third question. Then I felt that it was the word of God spoken on his mouth to me, that I have to be dedicating my life unworthiness from my side to be priests. I was married in August 1972, and the call came to me at the end of June 1973, yani only 10 months, yani malhinesh. So after that, I was thinking, because many times, two or three churches wanted my object to serve them. They were only seeing the out, not the in, but anyhow. And Sayyidina ignored them. Why? In this. One of the questions was, the church, Sayyidina, that you are going or you want to ordain me, is not my church. I haven't been to the church. I didn't attend any liturgy. And you said the people must choose their shepherd. How come? And then he said, I know. The church that you serve as a deacon now is similar to the church that you are going to be priest. I know the people here and people there. Don't worry about that. This was one of the 3 questions. Now, why the Lord called His Holiness to ask me for that? When I went on June 30th to take my last salary at the end of the summer, at the end of the month, and to put my resignation to my boss, I found that my boss put my name and my colleague's name, the only two Copts engineers, to be moved to Cairo. And he hid the orders, the minister orders, from me to the last day, so as not to have any chance to complain or to change. I knew it on June 30th, and the date of ordination was July 1st, and the date that I must start my work as an engineer in El Ataba Central in Cairo was 1st of July. And although this boss was very fanatic, very Islamist, hid that from us to push us, to kick us out from Alexandria. And this was a proof that the Lord is your Pantocrator. The Lord is the Almighty God. The Lord will manage your life. Even if you don't know, He protects you, He manages your life. At the evening, on Saturday evening, we had to spend the night Saturday to Sunday morning in the church, because the ordination was to be started at 7 a.m. So I went to Sayyidina and I explained to him this, and he smiled as usual, and he said in Arabic, "ولا يهمك قل لهم عندي ظروف قاهرة تمنعني من القاهرة." In English, we cannot explain it, we cannot say it. It was like a rhyme. Qahira means push. Very urgent. Qahira means very urgent matter. And at the same time, Qahira is the capital of Egypt. So he told me, tell them that you have urgent matter not to go to Cairo. The same word has two different meanings. عندي ظروف قاهرة تمنعني من القاهرة. After that, we went to Syrian monastery, and he gave me, on the ordination day, he gave me a very important lesson also. Sorry that I speak about myself, but this is the personal contact with His Holiness. I am sure that you will not hear it outside. It's something personal happened between him and myself. On the ordination, during the liturgy, one of the priests suggested to His Holiness that I may visit the older priest. I was ordained in a church whose priest was very sick priest and old. Many Sundays and many Fridays, he used to wake up very sick, couldn't go to the church. If they found any somewhere, aywa, want to cover him, priest to cover him. Okay, if they don't, one of the servants give a small talk and distribute al-urban. We rawah. Then, and I was young at the time. I was under 30 years. Then Sayyidina said, "You can go to visit the old priest in his home after the ordination." The first visitation I did in my life, 1 or 2 hours after my ordination, was to visit the old priest that I served with him. And it was guide from His Holiness Pope Shenouda. First, to give hope and good meaning to the priest who was too sick to attend the ordination of the new priest who was going to serve them. Second, to give me a lesson about the importance of visiting the sick. And the first sick man I visited as a priest was Abuna Gergis Moros, who was the older priest that I served with him only 2 years. After that, he departed into heavens because he was very sick. One of the lessons also that I learned from His Holiness Pope Shenouda, one day I was speaking to him about something personally, about the service here in the church. I skip علشان الوقت. I skip England and Germany. Let us come to Canada, because we have a lot in England and a lot more, 7 years in Germany experience with him. After I was confessing to him, after confession, he said, "Tell me something about the work of God in anything happened in the church of El Adra, Ottawa." And I said to him the story of these benches. You don't know the story of these benches. How many of you know the only Saeed Nadia? Nadia, ma ta'rafsh hat. You know the story of these benches? Nabila, she was here. One day I asked Dr. Mamdouh Dawood, kan bikhdem ma'ana hena. He is in Toronto now. And before these benches, we had plastic chairs. Hena kan white color, wahena kan azra kada wala akhdar, blue for the men and white for the women. And Mary used to tell me, "You know what? You need an umbrella between every 4 chairs." And then one day I asked, it was Wednesday. I asked Dr. Mamdouh, Altolo, can't you look around the churches in Quebec? I hear that many churches are for sale in Quebec. Search for any church that have some benches or pews, P-E-W-S. And then he said, "Okay, I'm going to have." Tani yom, Thursday, he called me and said, "I found the church, a Catholic church. They decided, the council and the congregation decided not to have these pews, but to put the altar in the middle and put the benches around the altar. So they don't want this church. They are for sale." And said, "Okay, fine. Let us go. Have an appointment." Friday we went. Friday I went to the church. I entered the church and looked right and left and said, "These are ours. Dul bituak yadro. These are yours, St. Mary." I had an engineer at that time, and the engineer was measuring here and there. And then I called the superintendent. I told him, "How long is the distance and the width of the church?" He said, 43 foot. "This distance is 40. I said, "Okay, 43 there, 40 here. Make no difference. Only three for all this, make no difference. 3 foot. I will قلت المهندس توفيق كان معنا توفيق ناصري هاب. قلت له احنا هناخد ده. كم يا عم؟ How much? قال لي the long one and the small one, every couple $400. I said, "Okay." طبعا very cheap, can't imagine. Yeah. 30 and 30 make about $12,000 only. For your information, every one of those, not less than 3,000 to 4,000 to make them, and with the decoration on the with the kind of wood and then okay, 12,000. بعدين I went home, called Magdi Hanna, asked him to bring one of the pews. He went to the church. He found he was very surprised. When, instead of bringing one, he brought four, two here and two there. Ma'am, to make it short, on Sunday, Friday we saw, Saturday I announced, on Sunday, the treasurer at that time refused completely to agree on the project unless he has the full amount. Otherwise, we don't have money. When I announced on Saturday evening, I said, please, every couple of these are $400. You want to buy a couple, three couples, half couple, whatever you want. It was Saturday in the Ashiya. Saad is a witnessing for that. But then, what happened? They started to pay. The checks. Yakhud a check, Hatuf gave it. Check in my pocket. Check in my pocket. But then, قالي واحد كده during the liturgy وقال لي أبونا I have to donate to the church for a long time. I want to be, that you become very calm. The whole amount, the cost of the whole amount is 12,000 plus transportation 1,000. Here is a check, 13,000. Put it in your pocket. And whatever you have, remember the checks, call us, okay. At the end of the liturgy, the amount which was collected from this very good congregation was $39,000. Between Saturday evening and Sunday after the liturgy, $39,000. And beside that, the church gave us the three chairs that we use in the weddings and the occasions. جوه الحمر دول الكبير بتاع الأسقف والاثنين التانيين وأن تمثيل many other things we had كده for free. And at the end of that, how to transfer them? The youth of the church did that. And the descendants of the Pharaoh put, yeah? أقول لك ليه بتوع الفيروز ليه؟ أقول لك ليه؟ Did you ask yourself how did they put the pews in the mezzanine؟ تعرفوا إزاي ممكن كان تطلع البنشز الكبيرة دي؟ Only with the pharaohs. جابوا بلانكتس وحطوها كده in the middle of the stairs وطلعوا حطوا البيو كده واقف والبلانكتس شدوها لفوق 1 by 1 12 pews فوق. In 4 hours the church became this shape. And it was April 2nd, the feast of the apparition of Saint Mary in Zaytun. ها؟ يا كل بقى كل ما يجيبوا بنش كده الاقي الستات تغرد مش مصدقين نفسهم ان الكنيسه بقت كده. ها؟ تعمليهاش لا خلاص. الريمبرانس. So I was explaining that to His Holiness وبعدين بقول له يا سيدنا احنا جبنا the 60 pews. 30 long pews and short, 30 short pews. And then he asked, what's the meaning of pews? I said, Sayyidina, pews is the benches which is used in the church. They do not call it benches. They call it pews. And then Sayyidina, very humbly, said, thank you, Abuna. You taught me a new word. I never heard about this way. Pop Shenouda is not ashamed to say to one of his children that this is the first time to know that these are called pews. قال لي spelling ايه؟ قلت له P-E-W-S-S-N. قال لي thank you very much. Just to know how humble this man was. They used to respect him with procession, with zagharit, with asif, but in himself, he was very humble. He was very simple man. Simple man. It's now 2:15, and I have to stop. But I didn't say 10% of my personal experience with this great man. One day will come when I explain to you more and more how can we learn from our servants, how can we learn from them, how can we take their experience, how can we respect so much the word of God and the work of the Holy Spirit in them to learn, to know, and to behave as well. May his prayers, may his intercession for us now, may it help us for the new patriarch, for the new pope, for the new church to continue the same line of service and more, which fitting the circumstances of our days now. Glory be to God forever. Amen. Any question? في أي question? طيب مكرم عبيد قرقس عبيد ولا عبيد قرقس. He wants to announce something important about the convention. تعلم أنت ده في presentation. طب خلي معك.
احنا بنشكر ابونا شنوده. ثانك يو ابونا على الستوري الجميله ديت والسبريتشوال ابلكيشن ان لايف. شكرا يا ابونا.
معلش احنا من اول النهارده دخلنا الكمبيوتر جوه. لاحظت ان الولاد الشمامسه الصغيرين بيتشغلوا بيه قوي بزياده فدخلته جوه. بعضكم لاحظ وبعضكم ما لاحظش. فضيت الحته دي خالص وده كده تمبرالي بنطلعه بس هيدخل جوه. هيبقى اللي ماسك التغيير الصفحات من جوه مش من بره عشان الشمامسه هنا بخرين. اتفضل.
As all you guys know, we had convention in mid-February, and it was very, very nice. However, it was very short, and a lot of people requested if we can do that for a longer time. That's why we had a new convention. The theme will be, like, the title of the convention will be Keep It Up. That will be the theme for the whole convention, so everything will be around Keep It Up. The hymns, the talks, the like everything, even the games will be around Keep It Up. This one will be more bigger event, so we're thinking to find like bigger spot. So the first thing we're thinking about, the first location, I mean, it was Santa Barbara. So we're still thinking about the thing. We had another option, so we can go probably to San Francisco. So if you guys are interested, we can just pick one of these, so we're not sure. Or we are still hesitated, you're right. We're still hesitated between both. That's why that was an April Fool. We will not be able to do that. So the convention will be in St. George Cottage. Yeah, so this is good news because we don't have to pay for that. So that means we don't have to pay a lot. When? Okay, guys, we have two options that we really need to discuss. The first option will be May 18 and 19. This is the availability in the St. George Cottage. And the second one will be in June 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. And I believe you guys are good observant these are 2 days and these are 3 days. So, yeah. So, if we do that, like in May 18 or 19, that means it will be one night. It had an advantage that there were May 20 will be a long weekend. So this could be an option or advantage. But if we go for John 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, it will be 2 nights. This means longer time, so we can prepare like a lot of stuff. So more time means more fun. You don't have to tell now which one we'll go for, because we will do survey and we'll email that for all of you. So hopefully
we need an immediate answer.
Can we take votes now?
Yeah, for
instead
sure.
Instead of the schedule. For me.
Yeah.
For me, I won't be able to attend option one because I have a wedding on 19th.
May.
We have wedding on 12th and we have another wedding on 19th. Two of our girls here in the church. So for me, even if I come, and also May 18th, we have the family meeting. So one of us, Abuna or myself, will be here and the other will be there, but both of us have to attend the weddings.
Yeah.
So so I vote for number two, but so, it's...
So let's see, is there anybody like have a problem with John 1st, 2nd, and 3rd?
18th and 19th, no problem at all, you can go out.
Are you okay with John 1st and 2nd and 3rd? Just at the beginning, like, just vote. Andrew?
Sorry?
Servants. Well, that for whom? Convention, del mean.
Oh, it's for servant, pre-servant, and scout team leaders. And also we will have mothers, so you're welcome to come.
Well, mothers, servants, come on.
Yeah, sure. So John first,
all servant,
all pre-servant, and the scout team leaders. So are you okay with John first? Is there anybody had problem? Andrew, who else?
No, I didn't have a problem.
Some people are so and so.
June 1st.
Sorry, you don't have problem. You're okay with that? Sorry. Yeah. Okay. So nobody, just, you're not sure? Is there any not sure? Is that only you or all the family, right? Okay, we'll see. So we'll email the survey anyway. So probably we'll go for Jean. What will we do? The golden rule will be small but frequent, delicious spiritual meals. So that's what we need to do. We will go more for quality more than the quantity. So, yeah. So we have many options. We have Bible study for sure. The Bible study will be like discussion group. Like, it's not like we will sit down and all the people sitting and listening. Gonna be more than group. And we have big games, so with the help of the scout team leaders or any of you guys will help preparing games, we will have a lot of fun. And mother will share, for sure. We'll do prayer, that's normal. Last night, I'm not sure if I want to know that or not, last night we had the Vesper Tazbeha. After the Vesper, we had candles. So we got the light off, and we had candles. So just the projector and candles. We were thinking to do the same in the convention. We stole this idea from Nardine. She's the one who bring the idea. So we were thinking to do the same thing in the convention, like praying with candles. Could be a nice idea. We'll have party, maybe barbecue, or not sure. And for sure, we had already promised from Abuna Shnuda that he will come and join us, not only for talk, maybe for the whole thing, as you did with Pop Shnuda. So we'll do the same with you. And for sure, I can't reveal everything. There's some surprise that I will not be able to say it now. How much? As money is always matter, but I'm not sure how much will it be, or will it be, or probably not, or will not cost us a lot, because we don't have to pay for the cottage and for the transportation. Probably we'll use like cars or something like that, so we don't have to book a bus. So that's it. Come and join us. Thank you.
Thank you very much. You will receive emails about more details and make your mind a reply. And I may have permission from Abuna Barsoom to be with you the 3 days. And we may have liturgies on Saturday and Sunday or Sunday. One of the days, Saturday or Sunday, whatever. So if you want to stay on Sunday, I may be able to pray the liturgy on Sunday, especially with you, in the chapel of St. George. They have a small chapel there. I have never seen it yet. Long time I didn't go, but I heard that we have one. 1st of June is the flight of the Holy Family into Egypt. But we'll have the Vespers on May 31st and the liturgy in the morning. So after the liturgy, we'll be able to go to the convention if you want to join us. If I find a good number, it will encourage me to go with you, but without swimming. Yeah.
I would just have a question.
Yes.
The Sunday, if we have the liturgy there, is the service
canceled here? No cancellation. Those will not be able to go, so we'll gather the classes, but the service with the service. We don't like to cancel the service whatsoever. But we try to summarize the classes or to join the class together for those, because hopefully all of us can go, but if not all of us can go, at least the rest here will stay here and manage the other side. المسيح قام من الأموات بالموت داس الموت وألا آذينا في الحياة الأبدية. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen. I make us worthy to pray to you. Thankfully, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil one. Christ Jesus, our Lord, who died in the kingdom, the power, the glory, now and ever. Amen. Go in peace, the peace. The Lord be with you all. Amen. معندنا أربانا ممكن نوزعها بس كلها تحت قطة صغيرة لكن على الأقل يعني كل واحد ياخد بركة.